Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Descals here. More trouble at Celtic.
Yeah, what's going on there? The split between the board and the fans is getting deeper and deeper. Last night, new manager Wilfred Nancy's nightmare start intensified. Dundee United's second half comeback saw Celtic lose 2-1. They've now lost four consecutive games for the first time since 1978. Celtic have scored three goals and conceded 10 in those four games. Dyson Maeda had opened the scoring early on and Celtic did miss a host of chances to make it 2-0. But Dundee United turned the game on its head in the second half, and as they went ahead, the visiting Celtic fans turned their anger towards Nancy during the later stages, as well as Chief Executive Michael Nicholson, following the resignation earlier in the day of Chairman Peter Lowell. He quit, citing the level of abuse his family was facing. Now, in the English League Cup, Lewis Miley's stoppage time header saw the holders Newcastle through to the semi-finals with a 2-1 win against Fulham. Galway's Alex Murphy made his first Newcastle appearance here in over a year. The game looked set for penalties after a cagey second half, but then 19-year-old Miley headed home from a corner in the 92nd minute to secure Newcastle's win. Eddie Howe's side will now face Manchester City in one semi-final. Chelsea will play the winners of Arsenal and Crystal Palace, who meet next week, in the other. Ryan Cherki's superb first half strike helped Manchester City qualify for the last four with a 2-0 win over Brentford. A deflected Savinho strike killed off the game, but I thought Keith Andrews and Brentford were rightly very annoyed and frustrated that Manchester City didn't get a red card early on when there was a late tackle. But VAR does not exist in this competition until the semi-finals. It's a busy night ahead tonight. The action features the UEFA Conference League, with Shamrock Rovers and Shelburne playing their final game of the season. Shelburne are in Slovenia to play Celje. And Shane Dawson asked the Shelburne boss Joey O'Brien what will motivate the players given they cannot qualify.
From my own career, I suppose, playing in Europe and playing group stages in Europe, I was lucky enough to do it as a young player a couple of times and that, and then sometimes you don't do it again, and that's what happened to me. So I said to the boys, don't take it for granted. These nights are special. European football for any player at any level is special, whether you're in the Premier League or whether you're in the League of Ireland. And it's a huge motivating factor. As I said to the boys, winning away in Europe for the Irish teams is very, very rare. I think we had a special night over in Rijeka. So hopefully we can create that again tomorrow night.
Is there any sense of mental fatigue, or are the lads completely up for it?
I think they're up for it. You know, I think they're definitely up for it. As I said, touching on, I think they know how lucky they are and how privileged they are representing this football club over here in Europe. So it's a great opportunity to go out with a bang, really, after this. They have a few weeks off. So here, I'm looking forward to it. And after that, then we can relax and enjoy Christmas.
Yeah, that's Joey O'Brien. There is very valuable bonus money for picking up points. Shamrock Rovers will be hoping to pick up €400,000 if they can win at home to Hamrun Spartans of Malta. As the Rovers manager Stephen Bradley reflects on their best season in decades, he admitted to Donny O'Donoghue that he is still keen to test his skills abroad.
Yeah, I've never shied away from that, and that hasn't changed. I believe I can manage at the highest level. Time will tell whether I can achieve that. But that I've never shied away from the fact that that is what I want to do. I understand, and I'm very lucky that I'm in a brilliant job and a brilliant football club. But I've never shied away from the fact that I do want to manage at the highest level. I want to manage in different countries. I want to experience different cultures, and that will never change.
And maybe at some point manage your country?
Yeah, why not? I think that is any Irishman's dream, to manage Ireland, and I'm no different. Love supporting the country, the team in any sport, obviously football. But yeah, if that opportunity came around at some point down the line, down the road, of course it's every Irish manager's dream to do that.
One point disappointing for you, I guess, in terms of the whole, but three more points will be valuable financially as much as anything else.
Yeah, you're right, one point is disappointing. There's no getting away from that, and I think that shows the bar that we've set. In terms of, we've moved the needle for everyone, for the league, for ourselves, that we're being criticised for not having more wins. But I totally accept that and understand that when you move the needle and move the bar and raise expectations, that's what comes with it. And we have to accept that. I've got to accept that. And like you said, we have 1 point. We're disappointed, and for us, that's not good enough. So we want to try to get three tomorrow. Financially, like you said, it's huge. But just for ourselves, we feel that we've left some points behind. So we need to try and get a win on the board tomorrow night.
and Stephen Bradley. Now, in darts, five-time world champion Raymond van Barneveld was left stunned after falling to a straight sets defeat by Switzerland's Stefan Belmont in their first round clash at Alexandra Palace. In athletics, Brian Fay, Noah Harris, Fiona Everard and Niamh Allen will represent Ireland at the World Cross Country Championships in Tallahassee in Florida next month. Scheduling has meant that some of the European Cross Country Championship athletes who performed so well in Portugal last weekend were unavailable for selection. In cricket, England's Ashes hopes are vanishing. They were overwhelmed by Australia on the second day of the third test. In temperatures that were hitting 41 degrees at the Adelaide Oval, England crumbled to 213 for 8. They're 158 runs adrift of Australia. And finally for now, racing action today is in Dundalk.
Thanks very much, Des.